Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by a Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, a couple of returning guests, Tracy Markle. She's an award-winning fitness specialist. She's a multiple book author, a couple of children's books mixed in, longtime member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And then live from Nigeria, Kalu Confidence. She's a physiotherapist. She's a diabetes prevention advocate and a health copywriter. Hey, Tracy Markle, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tracy, give us some background on you. And your, gosh, decades long, almost as long as me, kid, career in the world of fitness, health and fitness.
And it's Tracy Markley, and I have been in the fitness industry since about, I think, 30 years. September 1st is 30 years I started my business, so I just hit 30 years, and I've, God, I have so much I've done. I've done the boot camps, everything you do in fitness I've done. I've had a yoga studio and owned my private fitness studios, been in California and Oregon. Then I ended up working a lot with seniors and stroke survivors, which became my specialty. And
big topic.
That led
big
to
topic.
Books. And excuse me?
Yes, I was going to say, sometimes you say from 3 to 103, and that's you because you have children's books. What are the topics of your children's books?
One of them is Your Brain, the Engine to Your Body, Children's Edition, Kids Edition, because I have the adult book on the brain. So there's one with the kids. And the other one is called Rhyming Riley, the dog that rhymes all the time, about a dog I adopted telling his story of his happy life with me in rhymes.
That's such great stuff. You know, it's interesting. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor for decades. I call it the mental game. You know, whether I'm talking to psychiatrists, psychologists, mental trainers, personal trainers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We see the importance of that whole mental health aspect and the idea of paying big attention, and the earlier, the better. Because, again, with all the fitness specialists and all these tremendous programs and whatever, when I ask you, like I asked many of my superstar people in this world, how we doing, we all roll our eyes because we ain't doing very well in this overall world. I've been featuring childhood obesity for 30 years, and because diabetes will break us. So the idea of paying attention to the health and wellness side and the even some of the specific side, isn't your newest book? On walking and balance, did I get it right?
Yes, the newest book is called Walking Balance and Fall Prevention, A Fitness Trainer's Guide for Seniors and Pre-Seniors, helping us prepare for, so like the kids that play sports and through teens and continuing taking care of their bodies, by the time they get to the seniors or being an elderly age, they most likely have kept their proprioception, spatial awareness, cognitive skills, afloat, so they don't start fading when they're older, and a lot of other things like that I talk about in the book, preparing yourself for, you know, do things now so when you're older you don't get the weaknesses that a lot of people get.
Yes, this is why we've had such a challenge with pickleball, because when pickleball exploded, I wrote an article for LER magazine about pickle, it was called Pickleball is Physical, in like early 2021 when no one knew how to spell pickleball. And what we were seeing with tons of seniors, because it was fun, they didn't realize that, man, this is racquetball. This is like tennis, and you got to be ready. And when you see 75-year-old tennis players, they've been playing all their life in most instances. Like you said, they've taken care of themselves. This is why I talk a lot now, Tracy, about what I call the new medicine, and you're smack in the middle of it. And the new medicine is, number one, eat smarter. you leave it up to you to figure out, get educated about what's smarter. Number two, you've been in all these areas. Keep moving. You want to go to Pilates. You want to be a walker. You like yoga, but keep moving. And number three is try to relieve stress and to try to calm down, have some recovery, rest and recovery time. And, you know, fall prevention has become a gigantic topic in sports medicine, in all aspects of medicine, because it's even caused the physical therapy group to call themselves physical therapy and fall prevention years ago when they were aware of this type of challenge. And, of course, in my world, in sports podiatry, we're talking about the biomechanics, the role of the foot. What is the best shoe for you or your daughter or your superstar son-in-law? And many times these are the kinds of things that we try to mix together. You know, my longtime sports therapist, one of your colleagues, you know, Bob Guida, who always had such a regard for the role of the foot in sports, always made a big deal about it. And so have you.
Yeah. And I know you talk about the feet placement, the feet a lot, and I do too, but it's like if you don't have your core and your hips stabilized, and that's going to mess with your feet, plus what's going on with your
feet. Oh, yes, that's the direction.
It all works together.
Direct. When I used to sing the song, the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone's connected, my chiropractic friends would say, hold on, Doc, the back bone's connected to the knee bone. Both directions are very, very self-dependent. Again, when Bob Guida talked about core, no one knew how to spell it. Way back in the late 70s, where they were talking about, you know, sports performance besides just injury prevention. And with all the great things going on, how long have you been a member with the National Fitness Hall of Fame, Tracy? You were just featured with yours truly in their best physical trainers magazine.
Yeah, we were the top educators of 2024. And something else. I can't remember how long I've been a member. 5 to 10 years? I can't remember.
Yes, it's a long time. You're an honored member because, again, you really spread the word in so many ways. And this is the great challenge, again, of our time, which is, again, why we, you know, and the only thing I can tolerate about Kennedy is he wants to pay big attention to, you know, the junk side of stuff and the coloring and whatever and whatever. And that, I agree, is in order to battle childhood obesity, and I've been so involved in this type 2 diabetic prevention, which didn't exist before the kids started showing up, so many adolescent diabetics, and that concern. Do you find, Tracy, in your world, that the medical world and the education world might be dragging their feet, but they're really catching on, and that's our hope for the future?
I hope they catch up quicker. For example, my doctor, because my dad was a diabetic, and he was on dialysis for 3 days a week the last 5 years of his life. And I thought it's because he didn't take care of his body. And then I found, I take care of myself. I found that I was pre-diabetic 6 months ago. I'm like, wait a minute. So I think it's genetic.
Absolutely, there's a genetic factor. And this is the idea of being educated. And this is the, you know, again, when I say eat smarter, it means 400 things to 300 people. But we all get it. We all get it that we have not been smart. And with our kids, we're in trouble, both physically and mentally. You know, by the time you're in junior high school, maybe one kid out of 20 is on a team. Everybody else, and then, you know, with social media, has made it such a dramatic challenge. So we're going to start paying big attention to the world, as you are exactly talking about. Even with the great attention to all the attention you paid, there's so many different factors. Again, genetics is one of them. We're bingo, and pre-diabetic means you're susceptible. You have to start paying big attention.
Yeah. And I know doctors put people on, like, cholesterol medicine, and some side effects of the cholesterol medicine can make people more diabetic. And I'm like, okay, you're not putting me on
medical,
that.
Medical professions come a long way, and there's a lot of great opinions. And a lot of times we see, again, that even the mental side becomes a very big deal. Lifestyle medicine is a very, very big deal, where years ago nobody cared about it. Nobody paid any attention. Now we're seeing how important it is. And what's great on the mental side is superstars like Michael Phelps and Simone Biles, two of the biggest athletes in the world, admitted mental challenges and problems. And that allowed this tremendous stigma at least to be helped in some particular way. But again, we're still looking at these tremendous areas of obesity and the idea of the diabetes. A colleague of ours, numerous guests, Dr. Larry Rubin, the LEAP organization, lower extremity amputation prevention, because 80% of diabetes-related leg amputations could be prevented by things like foot screening. It's amazing. Tracy, what's the best website people could find out about you and your work?
I am www.tracymarkley.com, TracyMarkley.com. And everything's on there, all my social media and everything.
Okay. And the again, you know, when you say you hope they learn faster, and I agree, whether it's the park districts or, again, the all these club teams, these traveling teams, there's never been greater pressure on young athletes. And the more talented your son or daughter is, the greater the pressure. Play hurt, take pain medicine, or we all know the pain medicine nightmare we've been involved with for decades, the whole opioid nightmare that we've been involved in. So do you find, what are some of the different groups that you work with, Tracy, as far as like different groups, because you've been involved in Pilates, yoga, what else? Weightlifting?
Pilates, yoga, weightlift, you know, free weights at home, free weights at the gym, you know, using gym equipment,
Tracy?
Free weights at home.
Were you an athlete as a young girl?
Huh?
Were you an athlete as a young girl?
I did gymnastics. I would like make the team, but I was too shy to compete. So I was always doing gymnastics with handstands and cartwheels, but I was always too shy to try to be on a team.
Wow, that's a whole topic we could talk about that, which we do talk about a lot again on the Sports Doctor. That's a great example of some of the mental challenges besides the overzealous parents screaming on the sidelines and/or some of these other problems. Again, that's why I have so many communications experts, parents experts, besides the physical side of it, talking about some of these different challenges where there's so much overkill in youth sports, Tracy, and it's a tremendous challenge. The terrible twos, too aggressive, too much scheduling, et cetera. What's been your experience?
Well, I haven't seen that too much. Well, you know, I think that's almost the norm now. So you almost don't realize it's too much until you sit down and talk to someone like you. Because you see parents, you know, just running their whole day around soccer games and soccer practices and all these kinds of things, and you kind of forget that there's
so much.
And a lot
of it's great stuff. Yes, a lot of it is great stuff, and it's a lot of great positivity. Boy, do I miss it. I was a great sports dad, or tried to be. But that's why I co-authored the book with the great Hall of Fame volleyball, Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hate Sports Parents. Now, the follow-up, we've got to include the sports parents. Now, right, the seniors' health, topics like stroke and fall prevention, brain health, that's another big area of yours. Talk about that a little before we run out of time.
Okay, well, I think it's really important to take care of your brain with nutrition and hydration, because that plays into your cognitive skills, your balance, your brain fog and thinking, but also you need the physical aspects of keeping your core strong, not just meaning you have a six-pack ab, but core is the whole structure of the trunk of your body to stay strong enough so your limbs can flow properly for safety. But your brain and body is connected. And that also leads to kids in sports. They're, you know, sometimes you may meet a younger child, they may seem uncoordinated, but they just kind of need to revamp and rebuild that their spatial awareness and proprioception skills, so they have more awareness of their body and space, just like seniors, so they can feel safe walking again. Proprioception and spatial awareness is huge.
Yes, balance, balance, balance. Well, that's why, as you know, Tracy, when we've had you on before, the big two exercise groupings that the sports doctor wants included, I don't care how old your son or daughter is, I don't care how old you are, what your parents are, what your sport is, or what your level is. Number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. work on ankle, rubber bands. There's a million different kinds of exercises, the most commonly aggravated injured area. And number two, like we talked about with Tracy here, work balance. Dida and I, we used to call it instability training. You'd walk into our facility, everybody was balancing on mini trams with their hockey stick in the hand or their tennis club. The idea was create instability. Imagine you're closing your eyes, standing on one foot and balancing, or you're flying all over the place because you're trying to become a better high-performance athlete. And we're talking about all that magic word that you said, of course, numerous times, the proprioception. Where am I in space, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's also quick reaction time, which you want for sports. So for training for seniors, it's almost like you're in sport training as an athlete, but
Bingo.
For your everyday
Bingo.
Movement that's, as with stroke survivors. Yeah.
That's such a big point. Which is many of the same exercises Guida had the McEnroes and the gym. It's some of the best athletes in the world doing. He was working with my grandmother, right?
Aww.
Where he was creating, you know, standing on balance beams and looking to full range of motion, et cetera. One of my common guests and supporter, one of the original Nautilus owners, is again a part of the National Fitness Hall of Fame, you know, Bill Crawford. Yes. I knew it'd fly with you. Give me quickly the place people could find out about you and your work, Trace.
My books and everything are on Amazon, plus my website is tracymarkley.com, TracyMarkley, and on my website you have linked to my videos, my membership you can join for videos,
yes.
And
great
all my books
stuff.
And everything.
Terrific. Tracy, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. We're heading to Nigeria, I hope. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Again, internationally, a problem with this, the communication. So hopefully Kalu Confidence from Nigeria will call in. If not, we'll have to reschedule her. This happened a few weeks ago. We had a guest from the Netherlands in that regard. So I wanted to talk about anyway, especially for these next couple of segments with her, again, our whole venture regarding type 2 juvenile diabetes and its relationship to its fact that it's a fairly new phenomenon The Adult Onset or Type 2 Diabetes was the title. Nobody saw teenagers. That's a decade and a half, lots of teenagers. Therefore, this whole new area and its tie-in to what I'm going to talk about in the Sports Doctors In segment, but we'll move it up, and maybe if Kayla calls back, we'll grab her, the whole idea of the inclusion of exercise. Again, when I stress the new medicine, which is one of my brand new monikers, the new medicine, and number one, it's eat smarter, leaving smarter to the definition of everybody. We all know the myriad of areas. Number two, keep moving. Same thing, lots of choices. Walking, jogging, the gym, Pilates, yoga, many, many choices to number two, keep moving. Again, number three, reduce stress, rest and recovery can be, again, sometime with this being the focus, whether it's meditation, whether it's somebody who's taking a nap with the idea of just trying to recharge, whether it is absolutely doing exercises regarding the whole aspects of the mental game. These are the things that are very, very important. The idea of the scourge of diabetes, and I've had on before the two of the real champions in the United States in the world of podiatry, Dr. Larry Rubin with his LEAP Alliance, the low extremity amputation prevention, the whole idea that something as really simple as routine foot screenings to see who's got numbness, who's got potential areas of concern. Podiatry has always been in the middle of that. Calluses, which might excessive pressure, break down, cause a wound, et cetera, an amputation. Dr. Rubin would stress that 80% of these things were probably preventable. I found that mind-boggling. And the idea that along with these types of cooperations with the medical community is the tremendous attention on screening because, again, like my first guest mentioned, she had all of these great factors in the idea of prevention of diabetes, yet the heredity side made her maybe pre-diabetic, a surprise. So people need to be educated regarding these situations. And the fact that the earlier we can pay attention to these factors, you know, one of our guests years ago, the author, Michelson, the author of Fat Boy Chronicles, which was a great book, became a great movie, about a young boy growing up and his challenges everywhere, his friends, his family, himself, with being overweight. A great part of the story is the cooperation, the empathy, the ridicule, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all that went into it. And the fact that he was able to triumph in so many areas and instances. And this is, again, how important the nutrition side is. A guest we had on a couple of weeks ago, diabetic educator Janice Baker, talked an awful lot about, again, the education side. And the fact that we are overwhelmed in the United States with diabetics, with pre-diabetics, with obese children, all heading for trouble, many instances, with everything else that comes with it, whether it's the high blood pressure. When you're dealing with diabetes, many times you're dealing with something almost lifelong. The expense? Mind-boggling, again. So what we want to do is we want to pay big attention to what people can do on their own, starting today. Again, the new medicine. Now, all other aspects of medicine, our primary care doctors and all of our specialists, great, wonderful when needed. American medicine, the best in the world in many instances in treating problems, absolutely. But the idea of lifestyle medicine, again, new medicine, where there's so much more attention to the holistic side. What can you do about your health regarding all these aspects? And again, the idea, you know, that Tracy mentioned, heredity, when we were talking about the diabetes side, and I meant to throw in, I think I missed it, which is, you know, foot mechanics, many times foot types inherited, many instances. Kid's got high arches like his dad and grandpa. This young girl is as flat-footed and pronated as her mother and grandmother. Boy, oh boy, grandma had bunion surgery at 65 years old. Her daughter at 40 was looking at surgery for bunions, and the 12-year-old is developing. Many times, again, it's not the bunion that's inherited. It's the foot mechanics, the pronation, the excessive collapse of the foot. So we want to pay big attention, again, to the people's individual participation, and we want big cooperation, again, from podiatry, from primary care medicine, from pediatrics, from the mental community, in all of these particular areas. Again, what are you talking, sport? Again, a weekend warrior, you know, the 80s, the new 60, I'm hoping. You know, 70s, the new 50, where we're dealing with people being much more active at much older ages. You know, one of my frequent guests, the multiple author, pitched for the Yankees and Cardinals. Back, Whitey Ford was his pitching coach, Lou Vickery, and he would be talking. The guy's like in his early 80s, he plays on the senior tennis tour, this guy. So there's tremendous incentive to trying to be as healthy as we can. You know, the fact that we're getting all this publicity, we're the sickest country in the world, et cetera, et cetera. Chronic conditions are a big deal. So we want to take a big step up in these particular areas with the big attention with this whole type 2 juvenile world. Once we get a situation, even again mentally, in order to get these kids, we have the tremendous challenge. One of my contributors to my book, a holistic psychiatrist, Dr. Denise McDermott, she was talking about the, 10 years ago, talking about social media and what was going on with the children that she was seeing and their families, et cetera, with all of this tremendous change. Then you throw in the pandemic. So the point is, everything has been upside down for at least a good decade or so, and everybody's trying to rebalance, pardon the pun, as best they can. And we cannot deal with these obesity-related concerns. All parts of it, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's joint problems, physical problems, again, very much involved with excessive weight, or whether it is, again, the areas mentally, or and sometimes the opposite of the food disorders, eating disorders that sometimes we've seen on the other side, you know, mom with her daughter. What do you mean you didn't lose the 10 pounds for the gymnastics meet coming up next week? These kinds of pressures and ending up in a tremendous crisis. So, again, taking personal responsibility makes an awful lot of sense. When we do get Kayla back, we really definitely also want to talk to her about her experience as a physiotherapist. Again, she was such a pre-diabetes advocate and also involved in some ways with the Lions Club and doing some foot screening, trying to put together some of these groups. So we're definitely looking forward to getting some of her input regarding that aspect and talking again about how its situation. And I really wanted to bounce out off her also.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden. Aunt and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved.
Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, the magic of live radio. We made it, man. Live from Nigeria. We got her back. Kalu Confidence, right? Are you there?
Yes. It's an honor. I'm pleased to be here.
Good. Great to have you back, Kalu. I was bragging about you during the break, you know, when we couldn't get connected. We were talking again about your background as a physiotherapist. I've been talking for the past 10 minutes. Trying to catch you on the exercise, the whole world of type 2 juvenile diabetes and the whole background of and trying to make changes, including, again, the inclusion of what I call the new medicine, which is eat smarter, keep moving, and reduce stress. And I know that you've been involved in the diabetes prevention world, et cetera. Why don't you mention your physiotherapist and what you've done working with the Lions Club, et cetera, in the past that you found helpful? Give us some background.
Okay. Thank you so much. Actually, before I met Lions Club, before I joined Lions Club, I was just in a general hospital working with a lot of diabetic patients, helping them with their exercise prescription and monitoring their exercise as well, their physical activities. Then I met Leap, and then I joined Lions Club, and we expanded the activity. We expanded the mission. We went into food screening for early detection of peripheral neuropathy. And we also went into educating larger number of diabetic patients. Telling them the importance of early screening for early detection of peripheral neuropathy, telling them the importance of good diet and exercising, and also educating them how to monitor their insulin level even when they are exercising. Because yes, it's good to exercise, but if you do not monitor the sugar level, you may have complications.
So do you have, Kalu, do you have the same nightmare scenario in Nigeria that we have in the United States? I've been talking about childhood obesity for 30 years. We've been dealing with adult obesity. Diabetes is a scourge. Now it's hitting our younger population. Is there the same kind of concerns in your world?
Yes.
Challenges of obesity?
Yes. The rate of obesity is really, really increasing because of numerous processed food. I think I'll just have to say that processed sugar is becoming outrageous these days, and kids are getting addicted to sedentary lifestyle. They are getting addicted to eating sugar, and most of them even eat late at night. So and sometimes we don't even blame the kids. We try to educate the parents more. So yes, the nightmare is everywhere. It's global. Yes.
Do you find the medical community, again, tuning in? Again, you know, podiatry has always been in the middle of the diabetes world, because often the first sign of a diabetes person was foot-related. Maybe his feet were numb, neuropathy, maybe he had a wound, there were other pressure points, et cetera, et cetera. And do you work with podiatry in Nigeria?
A dietitian? Did I get you right?
Besides dietitian, do you work with podiatry?
Okay, podiatry, yes. We worked with a podiatrist at least twice, and that was sometimes 2 years ago, under the umbrella of Lions Club and Leap Alliance, during one of the full screenings.
Now, Lions Club has been around, it seems, I don't know for how long. Now, they've become very interested in children's fitness and health, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And what are some of the programs that you're mentioning one, but do you find that the Lions Club is reaching out to the schools regarding, you know, children's activities and some of the different teachers, the education world? How's that relationship going between you looking to educate them? Do you find them getting more and more receptive to these ideas?
Yes. Interestingly, kids these days are very smart. And when we went to schools last year, 2024, when we went to schools, it was about an education reading program. And we also utilized the opportunity to talk to them about their health, about child obesity and diabetes, juvenile diabetes. When we educated them, they were happy. In fact, most of them said they are going to tell their parents. I mean, they are young kids, and they were smart enough to pick the information that we were trying to pass to them. So, yes, the Lions Club is doing well in trying to reach kids.
Yes, because it's these kinds of cooperation, again, you know, the parents and the grandparents, many times where we start to see these inherited characteristics. And again, the bottom line with, you know, the diabetes is such a dramatic scourge with, you know, with the end game dialysis. And the idea that so much of the pre-diabetic community seems to be gigantic. And again, do you find the food industry seems to me that maybe they drag, but the food industry is starting to wake up when it comes to the nutrition side. What do you think?
I also think that apart from the food industry trying to do better in the nutrition side, I think the government should also encourage them, because the processed food is becoming a threat globally. So the government should find a way to encourage them to reduce all the artificial things that they put in the food. And that, because if the government puts, start helping the Lions Club and non-profit organizations like LEAP to emphasize the need of healthy meal, then the parents will start seeing reasons. I mean, it will even help reach more parents at the same time. So yes.
Now you're a health copywriter. So how do you mix in this, you know, your passion on the physiotherapist side, the diabetic prevention side? How have you mixed in the health copywriter side? Maybe I got to send you my article upcoming on figure skating and orthotics and Lower Extremity Magazine. What are you doing in the world of health copywriter? What's that all about?
Thank you so much. Actually, when I was in final year, I learned a lot about research and writing. Then when I started writing, I noticed something very different in other health blogs and articles that I've read. There are a lot of articles there with no valid citations and references. So most times, and I can even see the effect now, even if you try to educate people on some important things, they refer you to the articles they read, and you look at the author is not a health worker, and there is no citation. So that motivated me. So it blends well with my passion for diabetes prevention and passing out valid information. I've always paid keen attention to passing out valid information. And when I go to educate people, I tell them, whatever you read online, check the citation, check the validity. So that is, I blend it so well. So the copywriting is also to make sure that whatever you're selling, whatever health product you're selling to people has valid health benefits. You don't just come and narrate medical benefits without evidence. So
the whole supplement world, Kalu, is in the middle of the, you know, there's very, very little restrictions or regarding all these different claims, and you could drive people crazy with all of these different claims, because again, if we're not watching a drug commercial in the United States, then we're watching a diet commercial. And it's just, you know, United States is one of only two countries in the world, I think New Zealand's the other, that allows prescription drug medicines to be, you know, on television, to be sold with commercials. And so people are just, you know, they're deluged with the diet side as well as the prescription medicine side when it comes to all of these situations. And the so again, when are you talking about also you want to see more in the validity side on these articles and the references regarding when someone's writing an article on a particular topic to include references?
No, I'm also talking about the descriptions. And like when I make posts on LinkedIn, I always tell them, whatever descriptions you put out there, even during commercial advertisements, before the advertisements end, pass an information, have all the information on how your client or your audience can validate whatever advertisement you're doing. So both this is for the food and for the drugs. So it's not just about the articles and the publications. It's also cut across all the advertisement, the radio advertisement, the television advertisement, the descriptions, and even the drugs.
Now, so in the world of in the physiotherapy world, Kalu, in the physiotherapy, you watch the tennis tournament, we watch any of these, the golf tournament, there's the physios. How do you see the relationship with the physiotherapy and the youth sports, the athletic trainers, the coaches, the parents? We continually try to influence interaction, discussion, conversation. How do you see in your world how the physiotherapy mixes in with some of these organized youth or school sports?
To be honest, from this side of the world, I don't really see a strong relationship between the physiotherapies and established sports establishment. But we are really fighting to make them see the need for bonding between the physiotherapies, the coaches, the teams, so that the players can, you know, perform at their optimal best. because the impact of the physiotherapy cannot be overemphasized. I don't know how it works in the U.S., but I believe from what I have read and seen that there is a stronger relationship between the physical therapist and the sports world. Mm-hmm. So that is, I think we should keep encouraging it. We should keep
incorporating it. Physical therapy has a major role here in the United States. Just 2 weeks ago, I had on a longtime colleague, a certified athletic trainer, Jimmy Spinelli, again, talking about the relationship, again, between the sports doctor, the physical therapist, the personal trainer, and again, physiotherapist is the term used in Europe and almost all around the world to really be including all of these, you know, particular areas. Again, when you see them come out on the court, the U.S. Open just 4 days ago, I knew the time. Kalu, give me the website people could find out about you and your work.
Okay, I'm mentioning here, they can just type Kalu Confidence number on LinkedIn.
Kalu Confidence, it's hard to forget that name. I'm so glad we caught up with you. We had some technical difficulties. Hold on. And I'll be back with you. Hold on, Kalu.
Oh, thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And that was great. Going to get our segment alone. Me and you, no commercials, no second guests. You'll get that through WeTransfer from the station in a day or two. You'll also get the whole show from Deborah, both pictures, you know, and the write-up. And next week we'll be on UK Health Radio, so we'll be all over the place. Thank you for joining me. You were great. Hello, Nigeria. Thanks, Kalu. Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. I'm jumping right in, folks, here with the Sports Doctors In segment, where we're going to preview some upcoming guests and topics. We'll get in a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom and continue with some of what we were talking about before we were able to get Kalu on regarding that whole juvenile type 2 diabetes. Sideline surgeons, Stacy Case, the whole area where it's on the professional level, all sorts of top doctors, surgeons, as well as sports medicine doctors regarding on the sidelines. So that's going to be an exciting topic that we'll talk to with Stacy. We're hoping that Carrie Moyer can join us. She's a Century 21 real estate expert. We really want to bounce off her some of this chaos with all these kids transferring and trying to move back and the whole real estate connection, let alone for seniors, these negative mortgages that we could talk about. Following week, Dr. Rob Cabry. We had Dr. Cabry scheduled a couple of weeks ago. We ran into that same concern regarding sometimes the Adventures of Live Radio, where he got the time zone mixed up. And he's a sports hypnotherapist, so hopefully no problems. Dr. Bob Wisdom, sports betting, watching the incredible inclusion every minute in one way or another. You can bet on what the weather's going to be in 5 minutes. Did the golfer tie his shoelaces, let alone the point spread? This overkill with so many different commercials, all these great athletes, all of a sudden ESPN, the football games, whatever. And I'm hoping we can keep it under control. Just the idea that it should be such a big part of our organized sports, our professional sports, sports we love at so many different levels, and get so out of hand. So I want us really, really to keep an eye on this whole particular world. I think it's way out of hand. I think it's, I don't want to hear what the line is every 2 minutes on whether this guy's going to hit third or eighth or how heavy his bat. Yeah, just some of the topics are off the wall. And everybody's got to talk about it kind of seriously because these are big-time sponsors, billions of dollars, sports betting. Some feedback again on the website, my website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. You got some great stuff on there talking about whether it's the radio show, whether it's some of the different athletes we've dealt with, whether it's the National Fitness Hall of Fame, some of their lifetime achievement award winners, and one of our supporters, Bill Crawford, is a Lifetime Achievement Award winner with the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He is a guest on a couple of different times. We're going to get him back. He was one of the original Nautilus guys. He worked with the great founder, whose name escapes me for the second. So we really want to talk about that history. When I met Bob Guida in the late 70s, his Sports Fitness Institute, and he had uniforms, man, with Sports Fitness Institute, Nautilus. The whole place was Nautilus. We had never seen it. And I think Dr. Crawford predates Guida, absolutely. So we definitely want to get him back and talk more about that and all the great work that the National Fitness Hall of Fame is involved in. This consultation side of sports doctors in, the education side, the consulting with parents on whether it's their son or daughter's particular injury history, whether it's their pressure under whatever, scholarships or the mental problems or whatever. And on the consultation side of the sports doctors in, I have a network of almost 20 experts. Half of them participated in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with my great co-author, Volleyball Hall of Famer, national team member, Sharky Zartman. And the idea that these experts, the mental game, physical training, parenting, parenting the athletes, coaching, all of these areas, we've got experts involved, adding their two cents. And again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the final segment is parents' perspectives. And I have, I think, five or six of great sports parents. And what's amazing is every medical or expert involved in the third section of the book Again, the first section, Sharkey's Artman, is Sports Parenting 101. Fabulous. Third. Second section, Sports Doctors In. And then third section is The Experts, the Fourth of Parents. Check it out. Next time it's going to be hashtag Sports Parents. Again, I'm so glad we got our guests. I want to thank them, Caleb Confidence and Tracy Markle. Thanks, everybody. See you next week, The Sports Doctor.